Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the second parak of Maseches Pecharos, parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Halokech Ubar Parasa Shel Nachri. If someone buys the Ubar of a pregnant cow that belongs to a Nachri, V'amorchalo Aval Bishena Rashay, or you sell the fetus inside of one of your cows to a Nachri, even though you're not allowed to do that, meaning you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to Ovdei Kochavim, but let's say you did, HaMishtateflo, or you're a partner together with a Nachri, where where the Nachri owns either part of the mother or part of the offspring, menu, or you receive a cow from a Nachri to do the raising of the cow, and because you're going to be raising his cow, you'll be able to work it in the meantime, so you'll get... you'll raise the cow, and because you raise the cow, whatever offspring this cow has, you're going to split with the Nachri. Or if you have a cow that you're not a rancher, you don't know how to raise a cow, so you give it to a Nachri to do, and the deal is he'll get paid with some of the offspring. In all those cases, Patur min habechora, the din of habechora did not apply. Shenamar bi Yisrael avaloba acherim, that as long as there's a Yad Nachri be'emtza, as long as the Nachri has anything do with it, then it's not going to be chayavim b'char. Kohanim and Levim chayavim. Kohanim and Levim are obligated in the din of b'char behemah Torah. Lo niftaru min b'char behemah Torah. They are not pater. They were never exempted from b'char behemah Torah. V'lo nishra min pidyon haben. Peter chamar. The only thing that they're pater from is pidyon haben and peter chamar. Perek beis, mishnah beis. So there is such a thing as zrael chayayim v'keva, that these are the matanos that you give from an animal that you shecht to a kohen. Those matanos are only from chulin animals, not from hegdish animals. So let's say that it's a hegdish animal, but it has a mum, so it can't actually be brought in the mizbeach as a karban. So it will depend whether the mum was happened before or after it became a karban. If you are makdish an animal that does not have a mum, so that animal has kedushas haguf, then when it develops a mum, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. But it still has that kedusha. The kedusha doesn't go away. So therefore, even after you're pota it, it still has some level of kedusha. But if the animal developed a mum before you were ever makdish it, it never had kedusha guf because it was never destined for the mizbeach. So it only has kedushas damim, and therefore, as soon as you're pota it has no kedusha. So it says the Mishnah: Kala kachem shekadam mum kavua lekdeishon v'niftu. If you have kachem that had a mum kavua before you were ever makdish it, so the most it ever had was kedushas damim, and then you were poded, so there's no kedusha chayavim bebechora, so it's chayavim bechor ubematanos, and you're chayav to give zroel lechayim bekeva like a chulin animal. V'yotzen lechulin ligazes liliaved, and it becomes absolute chulin. You're allowed to shear it, you're allowed to work it, ovladim vechelbon mutar lachar pidyanon, and the vlad, the offspring of it, and the milk that it produces is all mutar after you are poded it. V'ashoktan bechutz pater, and if you shecht it outside of the azara, you're going to be pater because it's got no kedusha. Ve'inosim tamura, you cannot, it cannot affect tamura if you try to exchange it for another animal. Nothing, there's no kedusha that transfers. Then may see you padu, and if they die without shechita, you could still be pod to them. Except for Bechor HaMeiser. If Bechor HaMeiser had a mum and then it became Kadosh, then it actually does have Kedush Saguf, because a Bechor is a reality that it's a firstborn animal. A Meiser is a reality that it was the 10th one out of the pen. So it's not just a Kedusha that you have imposed on it. Mishnah Gimel, Kol Shekadam Makdeshin Es Mumman, if it's in the reverse, that it became, you were Makdesh it while it was still a Tamim, and then it became a Bal Mum. Oh, mum over lekdeishon lachem mikandol lehmum kavua, or it had a minor boo-boo that would not have disqualified it permanently before you were makdishit, and then you're makdishit, and then it developed a mum kavua, so viniftu, and then you were poda it, so it still has some kedusha. Pturim min habechor min hamatanos, it's pater from bechor and from zroel lechayim keva, v'ein yotzin lechulin ligazi zeliyavid, but it does not become total chulin as far as giza and avoda is concerned, meaning you're not allowed to shear it, and you're not allowed to do avod with it. Vodun chelbon also lachar b'dyonan, and you're not, and the offspring and the milk are still going to be aser. They're still going to have some kedusha. Vashoktan b'chutz chayiv, and if you shecht it outside the azara, you're chayiv for shchut ichutz. Va'osin tamura, and it has kedusha that could affect the tamura. V'meisu yikaveru, and if they're buried, then if they die rather, then you have to actually bury them. So to review what we learned today in what did I do over here? Did I go one Mishnah too far? I think I went one Mishnah too far. Is that what I did over here? We were supposed to do the first two Mishnayos, and we did the first three. Okay, so if Mishnah Aleph, okay, maybe next year we'll do only one. So Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you buy a para from a Nachri, or if you sell a para to a Nachri, you're not allowed to do that, or if you have any shutfus with him, or if you're makabel to raise it, or you give it to him to raise it, it's pata from Bechora, because anytime there's Yad Nachri Bamsa, it's pata from Bechora. And we said Kohanim and Levim are pata from Bechor Behema Tahora. I'm sorry, pata from Pidyon HaBen and Petar Chamor, but they're chay even Bukhar Behema Torah. Then Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel were flip sides of each other, so that's why they kind of went together, and I guess I ran right from one into the other. That we said that any kachim where the mum kavua happened before they became hagdish, and then they were nifte, so they're chayiv in Bukhara and matanos, and they're absolute chulin, so you could do giz of avoda, and their offspring and their milk is going to be mutter after you poda them, and there's no isur shchute chutz, and there's no effective tamura, and if they die, you could be poda them, except for Bukhara meiser, because they actually have kedushas aguf. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said the flip side, that if you were makdish them before they developed a mum kavua, so then they actually have kedusha, so they're part from Bechorim from Matanos, but they cannot be yotzei l'chulin to do shearing or to work them. Their offspring and their milk is going to be aser even after you poda them. It's chayiv in shchutei chutz. It can affect the tamura, and if they die, you have to bury them. Okay, next time I guess we'll just do Mishnah Dalet.